and B.
That's right.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. Then you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways, fame made me a balloon. Cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep, and it was confusing. Cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew stink. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get was bittersweet. It's like winning and use me. I'm blinded cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm acting weirder than you think. Cause I'm
friends with the monster.
Of a poet, but I know somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it, cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring. Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts come from.
We're waiting on Alex Marchini. We got the time screwed up, so as soon as he hops on, we'll go ahead and talk to him. I'm organizing. Okay. Are you there, Alex?
I'm here.
Okay. All right. The and then Jamie Klein's going to join us, I think, also, right?
That's correct. He'll be up there in a couple minutes.
All right. So let's, first of all, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the Marine Raider Foundation, and they have an event coming up in about a month called the Raider Invasion. It's a golf tournament. But we're going to talk to Alex. Alex, first of all, thanks for doing this. Welcome to All Marine Radio.
Thanks for having me. It's my pleasure. This is a great cause, and thank you for allowing us to use your platform to kind of tell people about it.
No, that's what we do. First of all, we got to learn about you. Born and raised where?
Anaheim, California.
All right, so you're a local kid. Where'd you go to college?
I left Anaheim in 1997, went to Penn State.
Ooh. You want to talk about all their problems, or would you rather not address that right now?
I'll tell you this. I wanted to get out of the state of California just to, you know, travel and see the U.S. And I had an incredible time at Penn State. It was such a different experience for me coming from California. I actually have a twin brother who also went to school with me out there. So
wow.
We had a blast and loved the 4 years there at Penn State.
All right. Go Lions. They've seen them. They've rallied though, right?
Yeah, they're doing great. You know, we follow the football team pretty closely. My brother and I both walked on the wrestling team, so we follow the wrestling team, and I think they've won 7 of the last 8 national championships. So the school is doing a great, you know, great now after all the sanctions, and I think, you know, when you look at the students and the alumni, super supportive of the school because you know, you can't. While there are a few bad apples, you know, that, you know, kind of tarnished the image a little, the people and the alumni are what make Penn State great.
All right. We'll leave it at that. Next time you come on, though, you're going to get drugged through the street about it, okay? Just so you know.
Absolutely.
This is All Marine Radio. We don't let anybody off that easily.
That's right.
How does the Marine Corps get on your radar? You grew up in Southern California, so you were no stranger to Marines. When you were a young guy, if you grew up in Anaheim, you probably saw the F-18s of El Toro flying around before they moved them further south. How did the Marine Corps get on your radar?
Great question. So instead of doing Boy Scouts as a young kid, I actually did Young Marines out of El Toro and Tustin. So that was my first interaction with the Marine Corps. Had an absolute blast.
Okay, hold on. Who put you in that? Did, like, somebody who didn't like you was like, yeah, I know how we're going to tighten up this little scumbag. We're gonna put him in Young Marines. Who did that? Your mom did that to you? Good God, man.
Actually, my mom's sister put me through that. She convinced my mom to allow me to do it because her kids were doing it. And we're pretty close with her kids, so we all decided to do it together. So it definitely was not the Boy Scouts, let's put it that way.
Well, it kind of is. It kind of is the Boy Scouts, maybe a little bit. So that's your introduction. How about aviation? So, I mean, you become an F-18 guy, right?
Yep. So, by the way, Jamie Klein just walked into my office.
What's up, Jamie?
How are you doing?
I'm all right. Jamie, are you a Marine?
I am not.
Okay.
No.
So be very careful today, okay? Just be very careful.
I'll tread lightly.
There you go. Good. Well done. So you're introduced to the Marine Corps by being a young Marine, and then so you decide you're going to be a Marine, and how do you become aviation? Come on. Real Marines are grunts. You know that, right? But you're that affected by the whole El Toro thing? You have to be an aviator? How'd that happen?
No, you know, I definitely thought I wanted to be a Marine in college. Once I graduated, I had some inclination to join the Marine Corps. I also applied to a couple of government agencies like State Department. And I graduated in June 2001. Shortly thereafter, I was in Mexico City for the summertime, saw the embassy, and then 9/11 happened. And so I think after 9/11 kind of re-triggered some of those tendencies to join the Marine Corps. In February 2002, signed up. The only way to sign up was with an aviation contract. But my recruiter was like, oh, don't worry about that. You can drop that and go on the ground. But once I joined the Marine Corps, once I got to OCS and TBS, there was a lot of good Marine officers and mentorship that said, hey, before you give up a pretty cool experience, try it out. And then decide to go ground contract. Once you fly a jet, it's a pretty amazing thing. I decided to stay that course.
Yeah, but nobody gets to fly jets, man. Look, let me ask you a question. Jet guys I know, do you know Rich Elaine, Metro? Do you know him?
Yeah, Metro. I was in the same squadron with Metro.
Is he like is he the smartest guy on the planet or what?
Smartest and most intense.
Metro. I was in Afghanistan for Metro. Do you know Kurt Knowles, Rudy?
I do not know. I know of him.
Okay. All right. And what do you know about him? Is he an asshole?
I will say that. Most Marines, we all are assholes anyway.
No, we're not. I'm not.
I just say we all have our own little, intricacies. So I love everybody,
All right. You stuttered enough. I'll let you out of it. Okay. I'm going to give you 120 seconds. Tell me about your career on active duty as a Marine.
Great. So 2005, finished the Fleet Replacement Squadron, joined an awesome squadron called DMSA AW-242, the BASS. We deployed to Iraq from Spain. Had an awesome experience in that. Came back in April, jumped into a new squadron called DMSA AW-225, the Vikings. We deployed again back to Iraq as a Shepherd. Did some really good work there. And then I was given the opportunity to try out for at the time, it was called Marine Special Operations Battalion, 1st MSOB. I'd worked with a couple of those guys, doing task missions while Iraq. So I jumped over in 2008, stayed until about 2011, when I went back to flying and probably got out about 2013. So it was a great career. I did two tours to Iraq flying, one to Afghanistan with Marine Special Operations, and then one to Japan, supporting the UDP.
Okay, so you were in MARSOC. Now, do you get to call yourself a Raider, even though they weren't Raiders when you were a MARSOC guy? What's the rules? What's the rules on that? Because you're a pilot. These names and titles and all this, it's a big deal. So are you a Raider or not?
I don't call myself a Raider. I know.
All right.
And not that I'm trying to be different or anything like that, but the true Raiders go through a lot to earn that title, and I don't feel that I went through the accepting process of them.
Okay. And again, I'm going to tell you, that's a good move because those things get awkward. Like, they start asking you questions, and they're like, hey, he's not a Raider. What's he doing? All right, so then who needs that at a public
exactly.
gathering, right? You know how guys are. All right, tell us, Jamie, tell us about you. Well, okay, so hold on. So, Alex, what do you have to do with the foundation? And why am I talking to you today?
So, while I am not a Raider, I definitely met some really amazing people over my 3 years on active duty with the Marine Special Operations Battalion, as well as continue to keep in touch with a lot of awesome people. During my time at MARSOC, one of the guys I worked for was a guy named Lieutenant Colonel Andy Christian, who now is the executive director. And last year he reached out to me, asked me to come on board and help out with the Raider Foundation. And so one of the ways we thought we can help build the brand and raise awareness of the Raider Foundation was hosting a golf tournament here in Southern California, which is what we're doing in Pelican Hill.
Okay. All right. How long has the Raider Foundation been around?
Since 2012, actually. I think that was 2 weeks ago. They had their six-year anniversary.
Oh, wow.
So right. A really awesome organization. When you think about, all these nonprofits out there, over the 6 years, they've averaged about seven pennies on the dollar earned on management and administration fees, which is awesome.
Right. No, it's like that's what Semper Fi Fund does, right? I mean, the truly great nonprofits, I mean, that's what they do. It's pretty cool. All right. So now we got to learn about your cohort here today. Tell us, Jamie, first of all, welcome to All Marine Radio in spite of the rough ride and the early start. Tell us how you're connected with the foundation.
Yeah, thanks. Well, good to be on. I'm the less interesting of the group. Craig, grew up in Southern California, was not part of the military. Did spend some time. My first exposure was really spending time down, living in Oceanside. So got to know a lot of good Marine Corps folk. Came back up to Orange County, started working commercial real estate up here, and, became good buddies with Alex, and we reached out and said, hey, we got a great, we got a great cause. We want to put on a great event and do the first big event here for this golf tournament. And I said, sign me up. It sounds like a great thing to support. So that's really the short story long how I got involved.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about the Raider Foundation. What's its mission? What are you guys raising money for?
So really, the Raider Foundation has an overarching mission of to fill the gaps where the government can't support Marine Raiders, sailors, and their families. We've got four major kind of groups of ways that we help the Raiders. One is Raider support. One is family resiliency. The other is tragedy assistance and survivor support. And the last is Raider legacy and preservation. And so while we don't just focus on one, those are the four kind of categories that we kind of try to fit everything into to support Raiders and their families.
Okay. When you talk about supporting, first of all, before we go any further, you guys have a website. Tell people that are listening where they can go to view what you guys are about and get information about the organization. Where do they find the Raider Foundation on the internet?
Absolutely. It's going to be www.marineraiderfoundation.org.
All right. And you can find information about the golf tournament there.
And actually, for the golf tournament, we actually just kind of shorten it. We keep it simple. It's www.marineraidergolf.com.
Okay. That's easy. All right. Actually, I'm staring at that right now. If you don't live in Southern California and you're not going to be here in the next month, and you just want to donate, you can donate by just going to the website. Either one of them, yes.
Absolutely, and actually, both of the websites go directly to Mars, the Marine Raider Foundation. So none of the money ever passes through a third entity; it goes straight to the Raider Foundation.
Got it. And you can register for the golf tournament there. And like I said, if you just want to donate. You'll be able to donate there as well.
Absolutely, that's correct.
Okay, all right. I'm looking at the buttons too. One says register, one says donate. Okay, so you could support them either way. All right, and just so you know, the event happens in 28 days, 7 hours, and 48 minutes. So get your shit ready. get your shit ready. Tell us about the golf tournament, Pelican Hills. Wow.
Yeah, we figure if we're going to make a splash in Orange County, Pelican Hill is the place to do it. When we started the funding process, as you know, you have this great idea of what you want to do, and we just could not fit everything into one day. So what we created was another opportunity for people that either want to spend more time with the Raiders or don't golf. The night before, we're going to host a networking event for the Raiders and business leaders of Orange County at the Met in Costa Mesa.
Ooh. I live in Costa Mesa. Am I going to get invited? Can I come hang out?
Absolutely. You know where to register.
All right. I'm in.
We'd love to have you. I'll make sure I send you an email the next quarter, make sure you're there.
All right. No, you know, we really ought to do something. And then not only that, but maybe some interviews with some of the Raiders, maybe some of the people that you guys have supported. And so we can tell the story in a little bit fuller way. So this will not be the last time we speak. Give everybody so what dates are we talking about?
Yeah. So it's going to be Wednesday, June 20th. We're kind of calling that to Meet the Raiders, and that's going to be in Costa Mesa. That's being sponsored by McCarthy and Cook, Bosscat, and Barley Forge. So Bosscat's going to be providing all the food. Barley Forge is bringing a 7-ton to serve libations. It's going to be a great night. And so if you're a golfer or if you're just a networker, come out. You can register on the site so we have numbers, and then eat and drink with us.
All right.
The following day, which is June 21st, we'll start bright and early. It's going to be a 10 o'clock scramble kickoff. At Pelican Hill, it's going to be on the South Course, and it's going to go all day, and then we'll finish up with a silent and live auction. And what we'll do, eventually on the website, is post the link, so even if you can't attend and you want to bid on auction items, we have some pretty cool things, you'll be able to do so.
All right. Tell me about your auction. What are you auctioning off?
So the one thing you have to be in person for, and you have to buy a foursome, you'll get a raffle ticket. We're going to host a shooting competition event in August down in San Diego. And if you want the opportunity to go and spend a day with some Raiders, shoot with them and do a little competition, that's the only place to do it. So I apologize for that. We got OC Spa. They're donating a whole spa. Then we got a lot of really cool Raider items that will be coming out. Am I missing anything, Jim?
Yeah, we've got, you know, a handful of tickets to sporting events that are, you know, field-level tickets across the board. We've got foursomes to all the private country clubs here in the Newport area, being Santa Ana, Big Canyon, Newport Beach Country Club, so we're auctioning those off. We're going to have a couple cool whiskey, kind of whiskey-tasting sets with a couple real high-end whiskeys. And we got a couple little I don't know, teasers we'll save for later, but a couple cool treats we're trying to work on that I think everybody will be pretty excited about.
All right. What do you we got about 5 minutes left. My guest today, and we're talking about the Marine Raider Foundation, and we're talking about a golf tournament that they're using as a fundraiser, the first of a number of things that they'll do here to raise money for the Raider Foundation. It's going to happen June 2021 here in Southern California at Pelican Hill, big time golf, of course, and for those of you who've never heard of it. And it supports four major horizontal themes of their work. One is Raider support. Two, Raider legacy and preservation. Three, family resilience. And four, tragedy assistance and survivor support. All of which, you know, people in our tribe, and Alex, just for the record, you're in the Raider tribe, okay? You were very gracious earlier, but when we organized our tribes, right? You're in the Marine tribe and you're in the Raider tribe, okay? So you get to be in both of them. So congratulations.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Not a problem. What haven't I been smart enough to ask either you, Jamie, or you, Alex, about this event that you want people to know about?
Yeah, I think one thing that's really important, especially this being our first event. Well, we definitely didn't price the foursomes appropriately. So it's basically, if you're going to go to Pelican and play a foursome on any kind of weekend, it's going to cost you just as much as it is to play with us, to register and to donate to a great cause. And and have food and business covered and have a great time with some great folks. So, you know, next year we may revisit that, but, you know, it's almost going to be a wash for folks coming out and join. So that's a great, that's a great driving force, you know, to get people to come out. If you're going to play you know, network, may as well do it with a great group and, you know, they kind of take over the entire course.
Nice. So who is in charge of, who was in charge of pricing this year? Did you fire them already? I hope.
No, it was I'm going to put that one on our good buddy McKay Major. He's actually a finance guy, so I don't know how that one.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, look, if he's your stockbroker, check your portfolio, okay? I don't want to cost him any money or anything, but what the hell?
We got to check his numbers for sure. But because McKay did that, we had to go out and find some great sponsors. And one of the things that we realized real quickly is when we showed people what we're doing and kind of talked about the organization, a lot of people started stepping up in great ways. And so I'd be remiss to miss out and talking about some of our sponsors really quickly.
Sure.
Our two major sponsors is Bank of California and 511 Tactical. Both of them just opening up their organizations to support us and make this happen. Without those two, probably wouldn't be here right now talking about this. Next couple, Young's Market. They have a group of veterans there that's called the Armed Force Network, and they are opening up everything for us. They are doing a great job. So when you're drinking a lot of the different booze out there, it's probably coming from that organization right there. Lastly, a couple of other sponsors I'll hit, Inc. Networking. That's actually founded by a former Marine, and they're going to help us out with the networking side of things, so they're awesome. You got HFF and my company, Travel Steadily, as well as some of our other sponsors, Cutwater Spirits, Born and Bred, Ballast Point, Merchant 72, who's a Raider, and Pet Golf.
Wow, well done. That sounded like the back end of one of those commercials where they go really fast. You got a few.
I can sing that one for some time, but I think that to piggyback on what Alex said, you know, not being a Raider or not being a Marine for that matter, you know, seeing this organization and presenting it to folks is something that people are really passionate about giving back to. So we've gotten a really good traction. So it's going to be a great event, and it's a really good jumping off point for years to come to make this kind of the premier Orange County, you know, Raider support event. So we're really excited to kind of kick one off on the inaugural year.
Let me ask you a question. I've been doing this for a while in terms of broadcasting. You know, once I retired, and then after I got off, before that, I got off active duty and went into the reserves and did talk radio. And got involved with all kind of fundraising stuff, everything for people that have ALS, leukemia, and you can imagine all the different causes. Talk about the experience of going out in the community and what it's like to see the community say, yeah, we'd love to help. What's that been like?
Yeah, so I'll comment on that initially as a non-military person, kind of addressing going out and raising funds for this, but I think it's a thing that people really want to give back to. It's an organization that people are always looking for ways to give back to the military. And I think the fact that Marine Raider Foundation is a 501c3 GuideStar Platinum nonprofit, I mean, that essentially means, as Alex alluded to, you know, an estimated 90 cents to 93 cents of every dollar donated goes directly to supporting the Raiders. So that's really powerful to tell. And really, the fun part for me has been educating folks on what the Raiders are, because they're not as well known as the SEALs or the Green Berets, and that was really one of the items we went out to set forth, was to generate kind of, you know, some traction with who the Raiders are and what they're doing, and really open people's up. So that education process has been amazing. It's been very well received. That group's really kind of open up their doors to help us out to kind of raise funds for this. So it's been a humbling experience. It's been a lot of fun.
Alex, any thoughts?
Yeah. Thank you. Can I make one quick comment?
Of course.
So the biggest thing I would say about, you know, raising funds, and I'll say I was very lucky, is I found a group of guys and a gal that actually believe in a cause. And so when they're talking to the community, I think people see that passion. And that is one of the most important things you need when you're raising money for events like this. So I just want to say thank you to our team for sharing the passion that I have for the Marine Raiders and setting up this event.
All right, guys. First of all, if I can do anything else, just you got my contact info, so give me a shout. And one more time, go through how do people find you guys and go through the basics of what you guys are doing, and we'll call it a day. So,
absolutely. To learn more about the foundation, you go to www.marineraiderfoundation.org. To follow up on the golf event and networking night, to register and donate to that event, go to www.marineraidergolf.com. Follow us on Instagram, Marine Raider Golf, or at Marine Raider Golf. And that the event will go June 20th, Wednesday night, in Costa Mesa at the Met, and then Thursday morning, June 21st at Pelican Hill South Course. It'll be an all-day event. Thank you very much for having us.
Now, first of all, former F-18 guy from Penn State in the city of Anaheim. Today is Alex Martini, and we didn't really get into it, but Jamie Klein's from USC.
Trust me.
You have no, you're lucky you showed up late. You had no idea, okay? Because Alex and I both grew up around here, okay, we know about USC. So, just lucky that you didn't get it fed to you today, Jamie. So, no, guys, thanks for coming on and doing this. Good luck doing what you guys do, because at the other end of all that money are people that need it. And we know that, because they're our comrades. They're the families of our comrades and who've sacrificed so much. So God bless you guys. Good luck in what you're doing. And like I said, if I could be of any help, just yell.
Thank you. Appreciate it. We'll reach out to you. Thanks, Michael.
Not a problem, guys. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Doing good stuff. So my thanks to them for coming on. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to talk to our guy Nick War. Yeah. Nick War. Next.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.